Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Welcome back. Livestock futures held mixed trade today with strong triple-digit gains, flooding into lean hog futures based on continued strong fundamental support early in the week. Mixed trade seen across the cattle complex, even though prices have bounced off of session lows and actually led into additional late-day buying activity. In live cattle, futures were mixed today after traders slowly tried to battle their way back into the complex following moderate pressure throughout most of the day. The overall tone of the market seems to be focused on more of a stable market direction following the firm pressure seen Monday and continued lack of strong fundamental support in all areas of the market. The bounce higher in beef values, though, helped to minimize some of the previous market pressure, but traders remain concerned that follow-through pressure may be seen throughout the market. And in feeder cattle, futures remain mixed today in light trade following lackluster trade interest through most of the day. The inability for live cattle futures to show much support until mid-morning limited trader activity in the feeder cattle complex and actually limited trade to a moderate range. Prices, though, hovered between 40 cents lower and 20 cents higher as the concern of additional beef value pressure and commercial traders may slowly back away from the complex throughout the next couple of weeks. Traders, though, currently unable to firmly establish support with prices hovering slightly above the 121.72 per hundredweight short-term lows set at the end of January. Grain futures were mostly lower today, dented by profit-taking and a cautious tone on outside markets. Corn prices were lower after March futures were unable to hold a move, breaking out of their December-February channel. More than half the trade is in March-May spreads. Soybeans, though, were down but well off of session lows, keeping March futures above their 25-day moving averages. And wheat prices were lower, hit by profit-taking after winter wheat contracts rallied to six-month highs. Soft red winter wheat retreated from its 200-day moving average. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.